Welcome to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Please welcome your host, Mr. J.T. Foreman.
Hello, I am J.T. Foreman, and I am here with my good friends, Terry, the Beast, Michaels,
Growl,
and the Super Negro Champion, John Jones.
Is it Winnie the Pooh?
What does that mean? Because you're not the first person to say that to me.
What did you just say? I thought you just made some random noise.
I said down with Whitey.
Down, yeah, okay.
Again?
Again. Is it again or is it still?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, welcome to episode 22 of Bitter Comics. We begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week.
22!
Yay. In which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. So, for my insensitivity in episode 21, I would like to apologize to black people,
man,
Harleys, soy milk, she-males, and being prepared.
She-males?
Yes.
I don't think I really want to know.
Well, you were the one who straightened me out on that particular subject.
Well, that's right. If a she-male is having sex with a female and you're watching it and it turns you on, that's not gay.
No. Because there's one and a half women and half a man.
That's right. Yeah. Really, it should turn you on more because there's more titties.
Exactly.
Titties.
There's four titties instead
more,
of two.
That's the most
more titties
part.
To go around.
Exactly.
More titties.
Titties.
Well, if anyone out there would like to know specifically why I'm apologizing for these things, check out episode 21 and all our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you feel I owe any other apologies or to make any comments, send us an email at bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put, I think back knee is sexy.
Wow.
How's it going, guys?
That's horrible. you will never get an email from me if that's a requirement.
Me either. I'm offended.
You are not offended. You,
spoken like a man with back knee.
Wow. Ball game.
Ball game. Yeah, so how's it going, guys?
It's average to Midland.
So it's actually been 3 weeks since our last episode. How you guys been? Anything?
You sound like you're starting a confession, Joel.
I know.
It's been 3 weeks since our last podcast.
And I jerked off 122 times.
Yesterday.
Oh, it's been more than that.
3 weeks, 122 times. That's about 40 times a week, Joel.
Damn. Yeah. I raped a bear.
Really?
That'd be Joel.
Man, poor Yogi.
Poor Yogi.
What did he ever do to you?
You guys missed last week. Terry, you were sick. And John, it was your birthday. And you were hanging out with your lady.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to
Stop,
you.
Stop, Terry. You changed the way I feel about you.
So how was your birthday?
It was all right, man. It was just a chill day. You know.
Did you guys go out? Or?
Yeah, I went to dinner. And
hey, where'd you go?
I went to Wasabi.
And where'd your wife go? No, I'm just kidding. sorry. I have seen the name of the place. I
Wasabi.
Don't know. Is that like a,
it's a sushi.
Sushi place?
Yeah.
I've never had sushi.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
it's
delicious. Never had sushi.
It's delicious.
It's not bad.
It's delicious.
Now, yeah. I had something someone referred to as sushi once, which he made it at home, and he just took like some seaweed leaves and wrapped it around rice and imitation crab meat.
Kind of, yeah. So that cheap ass sushi.
I don't know. I don't know if that really. Qualifies.
That's ghetto sushi.
Yeah, I mean, that's like eating a hamburger and saying, "Yeah, I've had steak before." You know, yeah. I don't think that counts.
No, it doesn't count at all.
Where did he get the seaweed? I mean, did he go out?
I have no idea.
He bought it off the Mexican on the side of the road.
Where did the Mexican get the sushi?
He swam out into the ocean.
What did they get? Any of the things they sell themselves. That's what I want to know.
That sounds like the beginning of a joke. Where did the Mexican get the seaweed?
I'm kind of curious now. I'm going to have to come up with a good answer for that.
Yeah, finish that joke.
It got stuck in his shorts as he was swimming to the United States.
I was going to say that, but I don't have a segment. Terry was a real prick. So
yes.
Now that you said it, you can be the prick and apologize.
Yes, yeah, I will be apologizing.
And that's what you just said. What you just said was racist.
Yes, it's horrible to do that too.
It was. It was.
I should be ashamed of myself.
Wrong.
But no, it was a chill day. I didn't really do very much, just chill.
Was that, is that the official name of it, Chill Day?
Yeah, man. Chill Day. I didn't kick up much fuss, man.
So did you get anything cool for your birthday?
Nah, I didn't want anything. What else do I need, man?
Did you get a hand job?
I get more than a hand job nightly, man. Come on.
Okay. I'm sorry. God damn it. Excuse us.
I'm getting that tall cracker loving, boy.
Okay. Thank you. Look, you just asked what you got for your birthday. You don't have to brag and be a prick about it, all right?
She uses oven mitts.
Less messed up.
Less friction. And then if there is friction, it doesn't make it through the glove.
Exactly. Let's see. What did I do this past week? I've been hosting an open mic at Cafe Venice at 2225 West Shaw Avenue in Fresno the last for about a month and a half now.
Next to Pardini's.
Next door to Pardini's. It's every Friday night starting at 7:30. And, yeah, I've been hosting open mic there. I kind of accidentally got dragged into this thing. I didn't actually want to. It started where a couple other guys in town were hosting the open mic because the woman who owns the shop asked them to start doing it. And each of them subsequently quit. And then one day I get a call from her asking if I'd be willing to start hosting it. I didn't really want to, but because, frankly, I didn't want the responsibility.
Yeah, here's a good word to learn. No.
Yeah. But I couldn't really justify just saying no because, it's a lot of stage time. I can use the practice, any time to get up on stage and work out the comedy muscles is a good thing. So I figured, I'm going to have to get a PA system and I'll end up having to do some promotion of it. So it's going to cost me money to do. So I'll tell her I want $25 a week and I expect she'll say no and I'll be off the hook. So I show up to see her. I explain to her what I'm going to have to do, and I tell her I want $25 a week, and she immediately said yes. I should have asked for 50.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least.
Yes.
Yeah, really, because, I bought a portable PA system, which was came to like $250 once I bought the speaker stands. I bought some microphones, a mic stand.
We're going to talk about this right now.
What?
I told you last week.
What?
I had a speaker stand for you. Yeah, saved you $40.
Well, I
God damn kids.
I vaguely recalled you saying that, but I wasn't 100% sure. That's why I bought two speaker stands, one for each of the two speakers. But I only used one. I left the other one in the box, so I can return it just in case. So
I'll jump you.
So yeah, I can take the other one back if you still got that for me. If you don't despise me now for having betrayed you.
You owe me.
And, with how much I owe you in the comedy scene, having betrayed you, I feel really
terrible. No, it's like sitting in my office, like, doing nothing. Might as well get some use out of it.
Yeah, well, I just – that's true, but that's also true of the PA system that I had borrowed from somebody else to use. And I feel bad borrowing someone else's equipment all the time.
Joel, you're not borrowing this. I'm giving it to you. It is yours.
Thank you.
Okay.
Jeez Louise.
Well, I know, but
just take the goddamn stand.
Man.
Damn it. It's ungrateful bastard won't accept a gift. What the hell's the matter with you?
What's wrong with you? Dang.
Now you're gonna have to apologize to stands.
I apologize to speaker stands.
And you all rejected that Stan Fields now. I was like, man, he didn't even want me, man. He was terrorists give me to him and he kept trying to reject me.
That stand's pissed at me.
Well, it's because I'm racist. This speaker stand is black, isn't it?
It's racist.
Yeah, it's, now John's going to be pissed too.
Yeah, I'm living
the cord
with you.
That's with it is black too.
The cord's black.
And it's longer than your cord.
Yes, it is longer than my
cord. It is a pretty long cord.
Three prong. Oh, my gosh.
Holy Jesus.
Holy must be a beast, huh?
Damn.
Well, anyway, so, Terry, anything exciting happened to you this past week? Or past 3 weeks, really?
It's been 3 weeks since the Rodham podcast, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sober, so.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it took this long for you to sober up, or?
I was pretty drunk at the Beasley. That was the Beasley podcast.
Yeah, that was the Beasley podcast, the previous Beasley one. Podcast.
You are right for the Rodham. You were straight again.
Well, that's the strange thing is almost every other time I've ever seen you drunk, you're in such a good mood. But you were just all riled up that night.
I wanted.
So maybe it's dependent on the specific type of alcohol that you're drinking.
I wanted to fight.
Yeah, you did have that.
I drank whiskey all night. Oh, okay. And I wanted to fight. Mm. So what? You don't want to book me? Come here. Teach you to book me on Easter.
That was a good. Actually, working with Beasley was good. Actually, though,
Yeah,
you got up. It was. It came down to him and I again, this nigga boy.
Well, it was a good room.
And I whipped your ass.
Always. You always whooping on me for no reason. It's fucked up, man. I thought we was niggas, man.
I was wearing shorts and a Kiss t-shirt. And I whipped
shorts
it.
Shorts and a Kiss t-shirt.
Whipped it. I look like a homeless guy from the Tower District that wandered in and got stage time.
It was better than me looking like Michael Clark Duncan from Green Mile and shit in there. I was sweating like a slave, dude. I was nervous.
Yeah, you walk up on stage, it's like, yeah, I didn't have $10 for the cover charge, so it was either this or do the dishes.
Yeah, and yeah. I don't know how to wash dishes, so let me tell you some knock-knock jokes.
Exactly.
Literally.
Yeah. No, my house is hot. It's hot in this town.
Yeah, it is kind of hot in this town.
You are so dehydrating, man. You are getting smaller every time I see you.
It's because I shaved. I lost 10 pounds. I shaved.
Yeah, and I haven't shaved in a little over a week.
No, you haven't. We had this discussion.
You're all scraggly now.
I shaved, too. You know, so like.
Hey, you really look like Kenny Rogers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh. I like barbecue and I hate the Nigger Rose and a
Nigger Rose.
Yeah, you line them up in rows. What?
Wow.
No, I'd never grown a beard before. I just wanted to see what it looked like. So
and you know what's funny? You're not growing one now.
Yeah, it's been a week and it's still kind of just scraggly. It's not really coming in like
I hope. it goes up on your cheek. It seems to grow thicker lower as opposed to growing thicker upper, which is interesting.
It's like a limp dick.
It's like a limp dick. Yeah,
you look like a werewolf.
Actually, a whole bunch of tiny limp dicks.
Look like a werewolf, and the moon went down on him real quick. I still want milk bone.
Did you just say it's a whole bunch of limp dicks?
It's a whole bunch of little tiny limp dicks just kind of hanging off of my face.
That is absolutely the worst visual I've ever had.
That was kind of horrible.
Leave it
to
my
Joel.
Entire life.
Leave it to
I'd
Joel.
Like to thank you for that.
You're going to have nightmares about that when you're sleeping tonight. Limp dicks! Oh.
I'm not going to be able to sleep.
And don't let the dog lick my face.
Oh,
I'm sorry. That was disgusting.
Oh,
I should be ashamed of myself.
You didn't bring your cat today.
God, I hope nobody. You know what? No one I know listens.
Now you're
going
to have to apologize to limp dicks.
Yeah, you don't hurt them, dude. How many people take Viagra to fix that?
Yeah, that'd be great. I take Viagra and all of a sudden I turn into a cactus. The hair on my
come here and let me poke you. Let me poke you. Hey, how you doing? Sound like Sling Blade. Sorry. I realized Sling Blade showed up.
I never saw that movie, actually.
I like biscuits.
I've heard people do imitations of it many times. I've never actually seen that movie.
It kind of sounds like him, actually.
I got limp dicks on my face.
Wow.
I'm not even sure what any of this means.
It doesn't.
Well, hey, I'm JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we will be right back.
We'll be right back.
This is JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right, so I was looking for a list to do for this week's show. My good friend Terry is a big fan of lists.
I like lists. It creates conversation.
That's absolutely. And I came across a website called Listverse.
Listverse?
Yes, listverse.com. It's the universe, but Listverse.
Okay, I'm going to check that out.
So listverse.com, and an interesting list here. It's the 10 weirdest phobias. Nice. So these are actually medically diagnosed.
I have a masturbation phobia.
You're afraid to masturbate, or you're afraid you're going to have to masturbate?
I'm afraid to stop.
You're afraid to stop? Okay. I think that would be anamastophobia or something like that.
Yes. Anamastophobia. Wow. Sounds like a song.
You're afraid that your aunt is going to jerk you off.
Anamastophobia!
Yeah, antimastophobia. That's you're afraid your aunt is going to jerk you off.
I have a horrible story that I'm not going to tell.
That's good.
There's
I had
story
a horrible story
horrible.
That I did tell, but we'll go over
you
that
did.
Next week.
You did. Now, you this story is horrible and has to do with someone's aunt, but I'm not going to. We can't.
Okay. Still. Well, go to the moon. Take the helmet off. Remember that.
So we've got the 10 worst, 10 weirdest phobias here. We'll start here with number 10. Pteranophobia, it's P-T-E-R-O, pteranophobia, fear of being tickled by feathers. Tyrannophobia is the irrational fear of being tickled by feathers. Certain childhood events, such as tickling a baby, can lead to this fear, as the child may feel trapped. It is related to the fear of tickling.
That's horrible.
Mm. Tickled by feathers.
That's a yes, gay phobia.
Specifically, tickled by feathers.
Man,
and they're not referring to Feather DeWise, the comedian.
Yeah! Fresno.
That's a totally different phobia.
They're going to sneak into your room wearing spandex. Coochie-coo. Coochie-coo.
Coochie-coo.
Coochie-coo.
For anyone not familiar, Feather DeWise is a comedian and he books comedy shows. Was it at Samba's every month here in Fresno? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he always puts on a great show.
Word.
But, yeah, this particular phobia is not referring specifically to him. Although, I think being afraid that he will tickle you might be included in this, since it doesn't specify what kind of feathers. Number 9, taphophobia. The fear of being buried alive.
Taphophobia is only a fear of saltwater taffy.
Yeah, it does.
It kind of T-A-P-H-O phobia.
That's not. I don't know. Everybody has that phobia.
I don't know where TAFO gets to being buried alive, but
everybody has that fear. Nigga, I'm alive. Let me out this mother. It's not a good time.
Yeah, it's not a good Thursday.
No, that's not what I want to do tomorrow.
I mean, it's Wednesday, maybe.
Just put me in the casket. I'm still breathing. Bury me. That's a fun day. That's what I want to do, spend a couple nights down there thinking about myself.
So I think that's why some people want to be buried above ground in those mausoleums and just make sure that there's a doorknob on the inside so you can get out in case someone
makes it. Little known fact, I believe John Candy is buried above Marilyn Monroe in a mausoleum in Los Angeles.
Lucky California. John and poor Marilyn, I guess.
Yeah, because if he falls through that motherfucker, she is crushed.
It took a forklift to get him up there.
Dude. Yeah, and that's where all his money went to.
Bird.
Well, you know, they couldn't afford to cremate him because it would have just taken way too
much. Dude, that would have been the hugest grease fire ever.
Oh,
it's still not out. We've called all the fire departments in the world, and he's still going.
I watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
You know how many French fries you could make with John Candy?
Enough to feed every starving nigga in Africa, I'll tell you that.
No, French fries, not fried chicken.
Have some respect. Have some respect for John Candy, could you please?
Hey, he is a comedic genius, actually. He was one of my favorite comedians to turn to a movie star. So.
You insensitive asshole.
Yeah, God. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, with him and Steve Martin, that was one of the greatest comedy
I watched that today. It's hilarious.
Buried above.
I'll move my car. Would you help him up?
Wow, I've never seen someone picked up by their testicles before. You know how glad I am I didn't kill you. You know how glad I'd be if you had.
Yeah, it's hilarious. We miss you, John Candy.
John Candy was awesome.
I couldn't listen to his name without getting hungry as a kid, though. It would make me hungry.
Candy. Well, you know, with his name, is it any surprise that he ended up so big?
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. Could have called him John Tebow.
Let's see. Next, we have parascavidecastriophobia. I'm sorry. I practice this name over and over, and I keep getting it wrong. Parascavidecastriophobia, fear of Friday the 13th.
The movies, because I have that.
Yeah, Jason's a cold motherfucker. That's an angry gully right there, nigga.
Yeah, especially when they're having sex in the bed and he stabs them right through the bed and kills both of them. That ain't right.
Well, I want to see the five-fingered glove on his penis in the porn version of that movie. That would be awesome.
Well, all I want to know is this.
You're thinking of Freddy Krueger.
Oh, yeah. Man, get your horror icons together.
Get your horror icons together.
Well, I'm just, maybe they should just play the game of hockey with the nigga. He wouldn't kill anybody, you know? So he's got his mask on. He got suited up. And everybody was like, we'd rather fucking have a good time.
Let him be the goalie. Yeah.
He was a goalie for real.
He just wanted to be. He didn't make
the
team.
He got cut from the team and he started killing
people. Pissed off.
Like, man.
Fuck that shit.
That's messed up, y'all. Y'all getting all the fly bitches. I got this gear on and shit. It's hot to the motherfucker. I'm going to cut you with this machete now. See how
well,
cool
you know, when Happy Gilmore couldn't get into hockey, he found golf, you know.
Maybe, yeah, but you seen Jason's grill? You seen his teeth? That is, golly, he's got the worst case of gingivitis ever. You got to be able to smile in golf. You got to be able to smile and look pretty after you hit the shit. He can't look pretty, all steroided up and black and crooked eye. Do you see that eye?
Well, yeah, but he's been stabbed and burned so many times, you know. But
that makes him a gangster. He's tougher than 50 Cent.
And he's been in 3D.
Yeah, and in 3D. Fucking people up in stereo.
And then you get to come back and do part one again.
All over again.
Get it.
I don't know. It's like, I already told you guys my damn story. Yeah. It's been plenty of films. Now I got to start over. I'm getting too old for this shit.
I'm tired,
man. Let's leave me alone.
You see him look right at the camera halfway through that movie. It's like, I'm contractually obligated. I know you've seen this shit
I think
already.
The tightest shit ever, though, with him, the tightest shit, and I don't know why I think it's the tightest shit, is in Freddy versus Jason. The part where, you know, Freddy gets pulled out into the real world, and he's just standing there looking at him. I was like, oh, shit, that's the baddest scene ever. He was looking at him like, I'm about to fuck you up, and he fucks Freddy up. But he was like the epitome of black man angry right then. And they hit that guitar, you know, you're like, that's how I want to do a motherfucker one day. You make me mad, just, I'm going to bust in the door.
And then at the end of the movie, you see Jason walking out of the water with Freddy Krueger's head in his hand.
Yep.
And Freddy Krueger has just got this big ass grin on his face.
Yeah, because there's no really fucking him.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they're both dead already. How are you going to kill either of them? Are you having fun?
Yeah, that is the music from Friday the 13th.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they, Tommy, is that you outside? That's how it is.
Yep.
I'm going to take off all my clothes to get in the shower, okay? Yeah, that's how you knew Freddy was coming.
Yeah, someone said that to Jason. Me, the sound I made would be boing.
Boing, wow.
And all the niggas in those films got killed stupidly.
Well, there you go.
You know.
Yeah.
Like, if I saw Jason standing in the doorway, now I'd be like, you gotta catch me! I ain't gonna sit there. And, hey, buddy, come on over. What's right?
You gotta catch me.
have there been any black horror films?
Films? Yes,
Candyman,
Diary of O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson the movie. Yeah,
O.J. Simpson the movie. Well, Candyman, the murderer was the only black guy in it, right?
Yeah, he was killing everybody.
Yeah, but everyone he killed was white.
The Candyman.
No, I mean a black slasher film where, you know, all or majority of the characters were black.
Oh, Tales from the Hood. Yeah.
Tales from the Hood?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Oh, I'm sure that's
actually pretty good, actually.
I'm sure that's a high quality movie.
It's actually pretty freaking good. It's actually pretty
good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the one black vampire movie I ever saw was that one Eddie Murphy did, Vampire in Brooklyn.
That nigga was stupid in that movie, man.
No, it wasn't that bad.
Vampire
movie. Nigga was stupid, cuz.
Cuz.
Eddie Murphy was fucking up back then. I'm like, Eddie Murphy is fucking up.
But, well, I don't remember if it was that movie specifically, but I remember seeing an interview with him, and they asked him why he did a movie. I think it was Golden Child or something. He said they offered him Kill Your Mama money.
Yeah, they always offer him that.
It's like, well, what's Kill Your Mama money? It's if someone says to you, I want you to kill your mama, and then you say, well, no way, that's absurd. I would never kill my mama. And then they show you the check, and you're like, all right, where do you want me to shoot the bitch?
It's real talk.
Head or gut.
Head or gut. Okay, so number six on their list of weird phobias would be neophobia, which is the fear of the movie The Matrix. No. Neophobia is the fear of newness. It's the fear of new things or experiences. It's also called kainotophobia.
It's also called growing up in the hood.
Thank you.
Yes. a specialized form of it would be technophobia, which is, you know, fearing new technology.
Kind of like Technicolor, only different.
Yes.
That's why you see all the brothers with old-ass rides with nice rims on it. Those new cars scare me, man. They might be Terminators in those cars.
I got technophobia.
Someone's
could be a transformer. I don't want that.
I don't want that shit, man. What if you transform and I'm still inside and shit? I'm getting all cut up. I'm still in here.
When they transform, I'm still inside and shit.
Let's see. Gymnophobia is the fear of working. It is not the fear of working out, apparently. This is the fear of nudity.
No, I have gymnophobia.
You're afraid of being seen naked?
I'm afraid of being in the gym.
Yeah. Okay, gymnophobia. Yeah, that would make more sense considering the name of this. But no, gymnophobia is a fear or anxiety about being seen naked and or about seeing others naked. I have the first part of that. I don't want anyone to see me naked.
Well, gymophobia sounds like you're afraid of someone named Jim.
Why would you be afraid of
Jim? Maybe it's the fear of someone named Jim seeing you naked.
Yeah.
So you'd probably die of a heart attack if Captain Kirk showed up while you're in the shower. Come!
If you want me, you've got to come down here.
You got to get your face down here.
Wow. I was going to have to come down here. You hear me?
You hear me? Do you?
Let's see. Number four, ergastophobia, fear of work.
I definitely have that.
Yeah, that's most of the black community.
I want to point out that I did not say that. I will admit that I was thinking it, but I did not say
it. I have that shit. I am scared to death of work. Fuck yes, that.
Ergastophobia is the fear of
work. If you want to stop a black person from robbing you, just put, you don't need a bulletproof vest, just put a job application on your chest. Hey, Nick, the scariest shit I ever saw, nigga. I couldn't even shoot at it, man. I kept missing. No matter how many times I shot, I still didn't get
it. I'm afraid they'll know it's my bullet and they'll hire me.
Shit. You've got to get a shot, nigga. You want to be hired? No! No! Taxes.
Maybe that would be the more appropriate punishment if someone robs the places to make them work there.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, you did a good job. Come here, little Negro.
Stock these shelves.
Oh!
Number three, coulrophobia, that is the fear of clowns.
What is it?
Coulrophobia, C-O-U-L-R-O, phobia.
I'm not scared of them, but I want to beat them up.
I just don't like clowns.
I would like to punch a clown in the face.
I do think they're creepy. I don't know that I'm afraid of them, but I do think clowns are creepy. I'd
like to punch Hi, them. Joe, come sit on my lap.
Exactly.
Joel, yeah, and then the clown
I
want to
talk about what's going on.
Then the clown says, Joel, I think there's two things you should know.
Firstly, that's a candy cane in my pocket.
First thing, I used to be a mime.
And second, I think we should just be friends.
And I'm still in the box. I hate clowns. In fact, a while back, I was on a fantasy football team. And everybody had to name their team, and I named mine the Clown Punchers.
Awesome. That's just violent.
Hell yeah. I would like to punch a clown. I would. I want to see if their stomach makes that noise like their nose does.
So I know what not to wear for Halloween, man. I won't get a Homie the Clown outfit.
Yeah, I'll kick the shit out of it. Homie doesn't play this either, motherfucker.
I ain't ever come a trick-or-treat
to
your house.
That was the one clown I did like, was Homie the Clown.
Homie D. Clown.
He was hilarious.
He was awesome. Homie, don't play that. And he'd have the sock filled with, like, rocks or something and beat people on the head with it. Wow. Number two, ephebophobia is the fear of youths. The psychological and social fear of youth. The effects appear to cause damage throughout society. Blah. Whatever that means. So the fear of young people or...
They just won't get any jobs. Their pants are too tight. Ah!
Fear of youth.
Yes.
I want to be old. You.
I want to be old.
I think, you know what? I think my two ex-wives have that because both their boyfriends are fucking old.
Are you saying their testicle hits the toilet water now?
I'm just saying they fuck old guys now.
Grandpa is beating it up. Take that, bitch. Get some of this honky cock.
You sound like Mr. Ed.
That's how they sound. Goddamn niggers everywhere.
And finally, number one on our top 10 weirdest fears, ithyphallophobia.
Ithyphallophobia.
The fear of erections.
Yes!
What's happening to me?
Your wife has that, doesn't she?
Yes.
What's happening to me right now? No! No!
That's where, and you know what? And that's where they get the term beating off, because somebody had whatever it is. What is it? How do you pronounce it?
Ithyphallophobia.
Ithyphallophobia, yes. They had that. He started to get an erection. He freaked out and started beating it.
No!
He's beating it off.
Got to catch me!
Well, this is defined as a persistent, abnormal, and unwarranted fear of an erect penis.
Those things are threatening.
You know what?
Each year, this surprisingly common phobia causes countless people needless distress. It usually causes distress to the people who are attempting to be intimate with the person who has the phobia.
No, don't touch it. Don't. No! No!
You see what an erect penis could do to someone's eye?
Have you seen what an erect penis can do to your bank account?
Yes. It will make you broke.
That's right.
Well, I love this, that most fear of erection therapies take months or years and sometimes even require the patient to be exposed repeatedly to their fear. So basically, if someone has a fear of erect penises, the way to cure this would be to fuck them a lot, I guess.
Take him to a circle jerk.
Take him to a circle
jerk. Or make
jerk.
Him make, you know, hire,
sit him in the center.
Hire Lex and Steel to stare right by their face every day. It's not going to hurt you. Touch it. Touch it.
It's a gear shift.
Yeah. It's a chocolate bar. <That's
right. laughs> Oh.
It's your friend.
Ithyphallophobia, that would be
for ithyphallophobia. Enjoy.
Yes, that is the word for today. I want everyone to make sure you use that in a sentence at least 3 times today. Find a way to work it into the conversation.
I can't even say the word.
Proud. I can't even say it either.
I'm afraid I'll get it.
You might. okay.
Whatever.
So those were from listverse.com. They've got, you know, thousands of different lists on there, so feel free to check that out.
I think I have a – hold on. I'm getting an erection.
I'm
scared too.
I am afraid. Okay, we are the Bitter Comics, and we will be right back.
Oh, my nuts.
We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. Okay, so, as always, I like to support Fresno. You know I like to support
Fresno. I don't know why you would want to do that, but okay.
Fresno doesn't support me, but I'm going to support Fresno. So once again, I bring with us...
Fres, yes!
The 559 text of the week.
559 text of the week.
That's right. From textfromlastnight.com, they have basically drug and alcohol and Duke's text messages on the website, and they list the area code from which it comes. And
hold on. You know what? I've got a text from last night. Hang on. Let me see if I can find it.
Here we go. Dun, dun, dun.
You're an asshole. I always knew you were. Okay.
Oh, that was probably to me.
That was mine. That was a text I got last night.
Ah. But was it on textfromlastnight.com?
No.
Like this one was.
It was not.
So they list the area code from which the text came. So here is text from our area code, 559. The Fresno prostitute seemed offended. All I wanted from her was directions back to the freeway.
They do be getting mad, boy, if you turn them down, boy. You don't want their snaggle tooth?
I pulled into Reps last night, thinking that maybe there was an open mic and there was not a car in the parking lot except two hoes walking across the parking lot that I almost hit.
Well, you were going to hit that? Oh, you mean with your car?
With the car.
Yeah, they're hideous.
Don't get him started on Fresno hoes.
Not a fan of the ladies of the night.
Not here.
The ladies of the night. It's like a disco song.
No, nigga, them ain't ladies. Now, okay, now you go down Blackstone and look at these motherfucking troglodytes.
I told you not to start it.
Here we go.
It looks like every Dawn of the Dead or Night of the Living Dead movie you've ever seen. Just burn. These bitches are walking corpses. That's really what they are. Like,
what are they?
Walking corpses.
Okay. You said walking corpses.
Well, either way, nasty, snaggle tooth, crooked eye, dehydrated, stankin' bitches.
Wow. That's a lot of afflictions.
And they charge too much, too.
Man, if you're
So I hear. I hear.
So I hear. I don't want to judge.
Dude. I know you don't want to pay that creature to fuck you, man. You're stinking up your car and shit, man. You had to spend $50 to get the smell out of your shit. And you ain't getting that off your Johnson, that's for sure. You ain't getting that off, boy. You gonna need Clorox and a sandblaster to get that off.
Well, that has been the 559 text of the week from textfromlastnight.com.
Text of the week.
Everyone should go check out that website and find out some of the interesting things going on in their area code.
You ain't...
Sorry, Bill.
Yeah, you ain't getting the smell off your Johnson.
You ain't getting that shit off, boy.
You need some Clorox and a sandblaster.
I'm not saying I know, but
once again, so I hear.
There's a visual right there. Yeah. Some dude pouring Clorox on his dick, and then having somebody turn it in a sandblaster. That is horrendous.
That's what you get if you look at him.
troglodyte, dehydrated, bitch snaggletooth, can't walk straight, got gingivitis.
I'm like this, man. If it came down.
You get gingivitis in her pussy. I don't understand how that happened.
If it came down.
There is a tooth down there, so I guess it's possible, but damn.
If it came down to fucking one of those bitches or a police dog, Ren 10-10 is going to have a sore rectum fucking with me.
Oh, my God.
Get a blowjob from Ren 10-10. Teeth and all.
Where did you get that sound effect? That sounded very realistic.
I've heard a dog getting raped. I watch a lot of bestiality porn.
No, he's only kidding. That's illegal in this country.
Yes.
He's joking.
Yes. It's a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke.
He doesn't watch it. He draws cartoons of
it. That's right. P, get it? P.
Actually, have you guys ever seen Fritz the Cat?
Now, that's a porno cartoon.
Yes, it is.
I saw it a long time ago. Get this, in a drive-in.
Awesome.
I'm scared, too.
Why would they show porno in a drive-thru or in a drive-in? Seems to me kids could look over the fence with these huge, massive cartoon titties.
Well, see, here's the thing. I just recently saw that movie.
Really?
And I have to say, there isn't as to call it a porno, it's a movie with some sex scenes in it. It's not a porno. There's not enough sex in
it's
it
a cartoon.
To be a porno. But it is a cartoon.
I can't jack off to a cartoon.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to, but
I couldn't find the will.
Here's the problem. It was actually a fairly intelligently written social commentary on the 60s.
Yeah, but see, you had that phobia.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
limp dick cartoonophobia.
Yes, exactly. Limp dick cartoonophobia.
Kind of like Heavy Metal. Remember the movie Heavy Metal?
That was the best movie of all time.
Now, that one I did jerk off.
One way ticket to midnight.
Yeah, wow. That was a killer song.
It was a good movie, too.
It was a great movie.
Yeah.
They actually
you didn't
came
expect
out
a nigga knew, huh? You're like, no, John Jones can't know that, too. He knew how the snake was. He knows about rat. Nobody rides.
And they did have Heavy Metal Part 2, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that one was kind of whack.
It wasn't as good, but it was all right.
Yeah, I never saw it.
If I ever find that movie, I want to collect that movie. I want that movie.
Yeah. Heavy Metal! Hard tonight, I'm feeling just right!
Well, hey, let's get into some news now. What do you say?
The news.
Okay.
It's the news! Right. See, I'm just doing the announce. I'm doing like the drop for you.
Yeah, I'm trying to help the podcast.
Thank you.
I'm trying to help out your podcast, Joel.
Yeah.
So in Sunnyside, Washington, Jimmy Prieto was discovered by police wearing only a T-shirt and underwear while on his hands and knees inside a bathroom at a rest stop.
What's the problem?
Well, outside the stall was an arrow drawn on the floor with a felt tip pen with messages promising sex and pointing to the stall in which Prieto was.
Okay. So far, I don't see anything illegal, except some leading graffiti.
Yes. Well, when asked what he was doing, he said he'd pooped his pants. Because that's far less embarrassing than looking for anonymous gay sex, I guess.
Hold on. Did he really say, I pooped my pants?
Yes, he said he
Because that right pants. There is embarrassing enough just to say, I pooped my pants.
Yes.
I shit myself.
Exactly.
I mean, at least gotta sound manly.
Yeah.
Well, he pled guilty to charges shit of possessing myself. Meth. Hey, he was high. What a shock.
All right. Well, I would have said that. I'm on meth, motherfucker. What do you expect from me?
I am high as a kite.
And third-degree malicious mischief with sexual motivation.
So expecting sex now is a crime.
Well, see, I don't understand the malicious mischief because sex is pretty friendly. I don't see where malicious comes from here.
It's not like he had bad intent.
Yes.
I'm gonna
make sure the other person finished too. There was no
I guess that's
there.
Where they get the expression, I'm gonna suck a mean dick.
I guess so.
It would be like malicious dick.
He was sentenced to 45 days in jail and was ordered by the judge to, quote, only use rest stop bathrooms for their traditional purpose. I always thought you're pooping your pants and searching for anonymous gay sex was the traditional purpose of arrest.
This is the lamest fucking charge I've ever heard.
Well, at least
so here's the moral. Don't fall. What if he had fallen down? He shit himself. He fell down. Now you're doing 45 days in jail.
Yeah, man, that's fucked up.
Well, that's
at least he got what he was looking for.
That's true.
Now he's in jail.
Yeah, now he's getting all the dick he needs.
Exactly.
That is horrible. Fuck you, Sunnyside, Washington.
That's fucked up, nigga.
Yeah. Let's see. Next, we've got Joseph Raymond Ziok, age 61, was charged.
Jacques.
Was charged by Woodstock, Georgia police of aggravated battery, false imprisonment, solicitation of sodomy, and cruelty to children first degree.
After he fell down to his knees.
Something like that. Police were told by a 17-year-old male that Zweck had set him on fire.
Oh, shit.
Yes, I personally think it's interesting to note that the cruelty to children charge and the burns were both first degree.
Folks, Joel will be here all week.
That's right. According to the police spokeswoman, Brittany Duncan, the victim stated that Zweck had promised him money in return for certain acts. During one of these acts, the victim was bound, gagged, and set on fire. Is that what they meant by flaming?
Okay, so these were two guys.
Yes, these were two guys.
God damn.
It burned!
That's right.
Apparently
it burned!
Apparently it's gay story. It's gay story. News story week on Bitter Comics. Like
that. No, actually, those are the only two gay news stories. So.
Thank goodness.
Well, dude, you know, he wanted to burn twice as much, I guess.
So basically, he had a Richard Pryor fantasy. Set him on fire.
Yeah, I want
Kentucky. Thought you wanted to set someone else on fire.
I want Kentucky Fried Booty.
Kentucky Fried Booty.
Look, I'll give you $100 if you let me set you on fire and fuck you in the ass.
Really?
Yeah, it's an extra $50 if you let me roast your wieners.
Okay, but don't get any on my balls.
I guess he wanted to feel the burn, I guess.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
And see, here he is charged reckless mischief with a match. Felonious assault with a penis.
It's terrible.
And this sound like technical.
How about fellacious assault?
Fellacious assault with a penis.
If Lexington Steele hadn't found his true calling in porn, he might have gotten arrested for that one day.
He might have put out fires with the head of his cock.
That's right.
He's a hero, man.
He's a hero. He's the greatest American hero. Believe it or not.
I know, dude.
Believe it or not, I can reach your vagina from there.
Wouldn't that be amazing? That would be the greatest American. No, that'd be the greatest American Negro.
She never thought I could make her scream. She never thought, oh, cock would go in there.
Wow. Who could it be? Believe it or not, bitch, it's me.
Yes. You know it burns when I pee.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Let's move on.
I used to like that show. Thanks for ruining it.
I had bad dreams about that clumsy flying he was doing.
You had bad dreams about that?
Yeah.
You're a pussy.
What if I flew?
I mean, for a big black guy, you're a pussy. To have a nightmare about that.
Everybody wants to fly, but what if it's clumsy like that?
I don't want to fly. I don't like flying in a plane. I don't want to fly without a plane.
I could fly, boy.
But your dick would drag on the ground.
The thing that bugged me about it is that show went on for three seasons. He had all that practice. Motherfucker never got any better.
I know.
And the final show, he was still just crashing into shit.
Because he's lazy. He's lazy.
Yeah, study, motherfucker. Jesus. What's wrong with you?
I know. Practice. You got plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. Let's move on to economic news. There's a study recently that points out. Okay, here's the question. Why are some countries rich and some poor? Well, Helsinki's Tatu Westling points out a surprising correlation between a country's gross domestic product, growth rate, and their average penis length. Smaller penises grew at their economies grew at a faster rate than countries where the average penis is larger between 1960 and 1985.
Hold on.
So,
what country did this survey?
This was University of Helsinki, university in Germany.
Okay, look. Only the Germans would think of this.
Yeah.
Seriously. Because who would go to the government and say, look, I want to do a study and I want to compare economic growth to penis length. I need $2 million in grant money. Oh, here you go.
I want to see that grant application.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
You fucking shitting me? Yeah. You can't get a student loan to take a math class in America, but this motherfucker goes to Germany. Goes, what I want to do is I want to test penis length to economic growth.
Exactly.
Well, that sounds like important to me.
Well, see, this is why China and India's economies are growing so quickly. whereas Africa is falling behind. Maybe they'd have some more jobs if they didn't have such big dicks, I guess. Is that the theory here?
Does anybody else here find it ironic that America's credit rating fell when the president was black?
No, I find it to be...
shameful!
Yeah, kind of.
I'd like to thank President George W. Bush for fucking us.
Pretty much.
Thank you.
Really bad.
And thank you.
Yes, well, you know, it's, I hired a black guy to clean up after him.
Well, there you go.
Which is kind of what we'd expect from a rich white guy.
A Texan.
Well, hey, we're the Bitter Comics, and we will be right back. Okay, this is JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right, I've got one last news story I want to talk about before we move on. A jury in South Carolina will be asked to decide if a woman broke the state's obscenity laws.
Fuck you.
By driving a pickup with plastic testicles hanging from the back.
Oh, those things?
Yes, that's right. A woman in Virginia named Virginia Tice, age 65, was arrested because of her truck nuts.
Her truck.
Everybody hassles here.
Her truck nuts.
Well, this is South Carolina, and the
South will rise again.
Yeah, Boneu, South Carolina Police Chief Franco Fuda.
Boneu?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Boneu.
Hold on.
South Carolina.
Boneu, South Carolina doesn't like to have nuts hanging from their truck.
Yeah, that's right. No truck.
I got it. I got it.
So this 65-year-old woman was arrested for
having nuts on her truck.
See, I'm trying to find the exact charge listed here was just violation of the state's obscenity laws. It was
you ever been to South Carolina?
South Carolina law considers a bumper sticker, decal, or device indecent when it describes in an offensive way, as determined by contemporary community standards, quote, sexual acts, excretory functions, or parts of the human body. So now a jury is going to decide whether or not a 65-year-old woman's truck nuts are offensive.
So if you had a bumper sticker that said, suck my dick and shit on your face.
Yes. You're going to jail. You are going to jail.
It would depend upon what neighborhood you're driving through. If you drive that through.
Suck my dick and shit on your face.
You are going to jail.
Are there neighborhoods where that would be acceptable? That's in keeping with community standards. Maybe you could just drive in circles around city lights or something. And
going to jail.
City Lights is a strip club.
Hey, I've been to South Carolina. Okay, I played at a comedy club. I'm not sure it even exists anymore because I did
the
so comedy well.
Comedy Pouch and Possum Ridge.
Yeah, I did so well they burned it down after I left. It was called the Comedy House Theater.
Comedy House Theater
in Columbia, South Carolina.
That's actually a normal sounding name.
Yes,
kind of surprises me.
And and there was a lot of obscene shit there. Especially this one girl, but I want to suck my dick and shit on my face.
She's going to jail.
10 years, bitches.
Well, I love that the 65-year-old woman had truck nuts. I just think that's awesome. I mean, if anyone should be allowed to get away with having truck nuts, it's a 65-year-old woman.
And they hung really low.
Yes, they were scraping the ground.
Do your balls hang
actually, I don't think they were truck nuts. I think they were just her husband's nuts, and that's all. After he passed away, she decided she wanted something to remember him by. And he loved that truck. So.
He did. So
she loved his nuts.
And what she should have done is had some toilet water underneath, and it would have been okay.
And get him bronzed.
yeah, suck my dick. Shit on your face.
Exactly.
Defecation. Defecation.
I would say, you know what? That violates every one of their standards.
Yes.
And we like black people. Oh, you're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
South Carolina, they will fuck you in the ass. That's see, again, another obscene. You can't have that either.
To jail, man. Damn, nigger lover.
Okay, one last thing real quick before we move on. I just want to point out that we missed the international pole dance competition.
Fucking son of a bitch.
Yes, it was last week. It was last weekend in Denver. We missed it.
Damn, curses my birthday. Curses!
God damn.
So, yeah.
Weren't you in that too, Terry?
I was in it. I was a finalist.
Great. I bought a good thong for that one.
I was a semifinalist.
I know, man. I was hoping to beat you out this year.
Tiffany, she beat me, along with Darla.
They are good.
They are good, those bitches.
Well, I told you not to go into the pole pro category.
Yeah, I know. I should have done.
Gone
yeah.
for the pole amateur, because you're an amateur with the pole.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what if they hire pros to be in an amateur show? You know, like some.
That's right. I think it's rigged.
You probably would have been better at the non-traditional pole competition.
It would be better than the pole smoking competition.
Exactly. Well, those three, pole pro, pole amateur, and non-traditional pole, which allows the use of props, are three of...
Well, they got Carrot Top dancing on a pole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carrot Top was in there. He
dialed down his inner. Ow!
I'm doing an AT&T commercial.
Yeah, the event was organized by the Good Mood Club's dance instructor, Elena Mikhailova.
Good Mood Club?
Yes, the Good Mood
Hey, where
mood
are you
club.
Going? I'm going to go get in a good mood. That's where I'm going. I'm going to go look at women kissing. I can't touch.
Yes, she said, quote, "Pole dancing is a legitimate sport, but there's a lot of misconception that it's part of a striptease."
Really?
I don't know where that sort of misconception is.
I have no idea where they...
Because the teddy's out? You know.
Yeah. Sucking cock is a legitimate sport.
That's right.
Yeah,
you know, I consider myself an Olympic medal level masturbator. Does
that you know what? I noticed you had some gold medals at your house.
I hold world records for both speed and distance.
Oh, shit. Could you imagine the agony of defeat? remember the old sports commercial you saw that skier wrecking?
Yeah, you know what? In a masturbation competition, defeat still feels pretty good.
You just pop your wrist out. It's dislocated. You're like, that could be a career-ending injury, Bob.
The wide world of sports. Yeah, I remember those. They kept showing people
that skier going down the hill, and that was the agony of defeat bullshit. Yeah. That was, oh, my God. And that dude wasn't even hurt. That was the whole thing. He just got up and said, fuck you guys. I was hurt watching that shit. Well, I hurt myself laughing. Sure was funny.
That was pretty funny. Okay, so before we go, I know nobody gives a fuck what I think, but I'm going to say what I think anyways.
Oh, God, here we go.
This is what I think. All right, a few weeks ago, the Mexican men's soccer team won a 4-2 victory over the American team.
Goal!
And I just have to say, I think it was completely unfair because they played in Los Angeles, and that gave the Mexicans a home field advantage. Okay, I have to say, it used to really bother me when people would celebrate the place that they or their ancestors left behind. You know, whenever I see a Cinco de Mayo or St. Patrick's Day parade, the first thing that would cross my mind was, you know, if Mexico or Ireland were really so great, you would have stayed there. How about being proud of America? But I started to really think about it after spending some time at a few of these celebrations, and I came to the conclusion that Cinco de Mayo and St. Patrick's Day and all these others are really the same holiday. Now, not their historical meaning, but the way they're celebrated. I mean, the men are all drinking too much, the women are all bitching that they're men for drinking too much, and the kids are all eating junk food, wearing stupid hats, and ignoring the parade they spent the last 2 weeks begging you to take them to. The only real difference between most holidays are the colors. The colors of the flags you wear, wave, the colors of the clothes you wear, and the colors of the booze you drink, and the color of the puke you have to clean up the next morning. So you know what? I want everyone to go ahead and celebrate your holiday. And celebrate everyone else's holiday, too. Because on St. Patrick's Day, everyone's Irish. So have some Guinness. On Cinco de Mayo, everyone's Mexican. So have some tequila. On MLK Day, everyone's black. So have a 40. And on VJ Day, everyone's Japanese. So have a kamikaze.
VJ Day?
Victory in Japan in World War II.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize it was a holiday.
Yeah, you know what? A history lesson is probably a little bit too obscure. I don't know if anyone's going to get that reference. It would have been funny if anyone understood it, though.
No, I get it.
Okay, so that's not funny. Though.
No, it's good. It's fine. I just didn't laugh out loud. I thought we were trying to be serious here, Joel.
Yeah.
Trying to give you your moment in the spotlight.
Sorry.
Well, anyway, so that's what I think.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, no one gives a fuck what I think. Okay, so what do you guys got going on this week? Anything exciting?
I'm going to be in Diamond Delano August 20th.
August 20th.
That is next Saturday.
Awesome.
Which means we may have to move the time that we tape this. It's Sunday. Never mind.
It's Sunday.
Here's what I need is a calendar.
Where's Delano? Is that south of here?
Yes. It's towards Bakersfield.
So near Bakersfield. It's like just south of Porterville, right?
That's right. Hmm.
I don't think I'm doing anything Saturday. I might tag along with you if you don't mind.
Word.
Just for shits and giggles. John, you got anything exciting going on?
I'm going to be in Delano.
You're going to be in Delano, too?
That's right. John Jones is appearing with Terry Michaels in the town of Delano.
Oh, I see. The two of you.
The comedy. No, it's the comedy asylum.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's...
Man, you ain't got... You, are you complaining?
No,
I booked you on three shows this week. I'm going to fucking cut somebody.
Yeah, dude, you didn't Boney Beasley me.
No,
asshole, fucked up.
I love you, Boney. He's never going to have me at Starline again.
And, but, you know, here's the thing. He did, and then he had me as a guest following day. Boney was very nice to me. He was very gracious that, you know, let me in, and it was nice.
Yeah, Boney is a good guy. I like him. And he does put on a great show. I have to say that of all the shows in Fresno, his are the best.
I love the Starline Theater.
Oh, yeah. The Starline Theater is great, and he doesn't let people get their conversations going real loud like you see at some places.
No, he polices the audience.
Yeah, he does. He runs a really great show. And you know what? That makes the show better for the rest of the audience because you can actually hear the people telling jokes.
Yeah, and I personally like the Starline. It's like a little, you know, it's a little...
I think that should be the type of place we do all our work, really. It's got a stage. It looks good, you know.
But I'm going to Delano.
Me too.
I'm
scared too.
Also on September 1st, all three of us are appearing at Forbidden Tattoo on the corner of Cedar.
It's the first now?
No, I'm sorry, the second.
The Friday.
Friday, September the 2nd, Forbidden Tattoo.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find somebody to host the open mic at Cafe Venice that night for me.
Olive and Cedar. We are going to tear it up. They're going to be giving away, they're going to be raffling off a tattoo.
Cool.
At the show and a body piercing. Ooh. So you can get the Prince Albert you've always wanted, John Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they have a harpoon to it's going to need something big to.
Of course, for you, it would be a Prince Albert King.
It would have to be a king.
Prince Fat Albert.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
So September, I'll be at the who cares what I'm doing in September? I got plenty of time to promote this.
Yeah, we will definitely talk about your future events after that too. And this week I am probably gonna go to I'll probably go to Ty Palms Wednesday. I'm not gonna be performing, just to hang out.
Chicka.
Let's see, Cafe Venice Friday.
Free
open mic. They got great coffee there. Starts at 7:30. So comedians, comedy fans, everybody coming out, check the show out.
And chronic masturbators.
And chronic masturbators, absolutely. It is an all-ages show. If there are children in the audience, then it's a clean show. If there are not children in the audience, it is not a clean show.
First of all, I think if there's children in the audience, it should be a dirty show because they're using bad words in a sentence.
That's true. We're teaching them how to curse.
And, they need to learn.
That's true. You know, I think everyone needs to learn.
It's either that or learn from rappers. And yeah, they just don't know how to curse. And
yeah, rappers don't have the greatest sentence structure because they're more worried about making sure it rhymes.
So, yeah, word.
So, you know, you get run-on sentences, you get cut, just to make sure it rhymes. Whereas a comedian, our grammar is more
well, some, yeah,
it exactly. doesn't rhyme as well, but we use more proper grammar.
Right, exactly. And so I think that's important. Exactly. It's more like a story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks, guys, for coming out. John, thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
Terry, good to see you again.
Rock on!
And I am JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we will see you next week. Woohoo!
Word.